Welcome to the Launch Strategist Podcast with your host, Katrina Douglas, author, trainer, and launch strategist for corporate leaders, helping you launch projects that light you up, make money, and get you closer to the goals that matter.
Hello, and welcome to this afternoon's live. This is day two of our Art of the Start Launch Bootcamp. So if you weren't with us yesterday, just a reminder of what this is all about. Now, those of you who know me will know that I am a launch strategist. I help organizations, senior leaders, professionals launch legacy-driven projects that light them up and lead to long-term commercial success. Now, when I work with people, sometimes one of the biggest blockers is starting. So you have an idea, and for various reasons, it's difficult to start. Now, we've all been there. There's almost like a friction. And even though I've run numerous launches in lockdown, out of lockdown for the past 14 years, there is still a friction that happens when you're starting the launch process. I guess it's that whole thing about change. And so I wanted to do a series of lives dedicated to helping you master the art of starting. Because if you can get past that initial friction and just get going, it will really give you momentum in the launch process. So yesterday we had our first session, and today we are talking about charting your course. So yesterday we spoke about getting clarity, being clear about your idea, because if you cannot see clearly, if you don't have clarity about what you're launching, it's almost like you're walking in fog. And so it's going to hinder your start. It's going to block you from starting. And today I want to talk about charting your course, because no one goes on a voyage. No one goes on the trip without first charting the course, planning the route. No one does that, because you know you'll get lost at sea, or you'll end up someplace that you never want to go. Now, when you're launching a significant project, it's no different. If you set out on a launch journey and you haven't properly charted your course and prepared and planned, you're setting yourself up for failure. So I want to talk about what that looks like. And there's something about charting your course and planning that kind of gives you a momentum to start. So that's what I want to speak about today. Because even though plans change, and you know, as you go through the launch process, different things will come up that you'll have to adapt to, your plan will absolutely anchor you. And, you know, the roadmap that you set out for the launch process will absolutely anchor you. So I want to speak to you in today's session about what that launch process is, the launch process that I follow for every launch. And just to reiterate, those that watch my lives often will know that when I speak about launching and when I speak about the type of launch strategist I am, I focus on legacy-driven, long-term projects. So businesses, projects, new initiatives, new department in organizations, new startup businesses. So significant launches that stand the test of time. So I don't really work on course launches or book launches or anything like that. I'm talking about significant launches that you're launching something that's quite pivotal. First of all, I want to outline the five key stages of a launch, and then I'm going to go through each of them in some detail. So if you don't have a pen and paper, grab a pen and paper, because we're going a little bit deeper than I usually go into on my normal life. So we're going to go a little bit deeper. And so do you have your pens and papers to hand? So the five stages of the launch process. Now, the first is preparing yourself. And this is something that people overlook. And again, I'm not going to go into it just yet. But the first stage is preparing yourself to launch. Forget the business. Forget anybody else. Forget the product. The first stage is actually preparing yourself for that launch process. The next thing is actually planning the launch and what that actually looks like. Then the next thing is setting up your launch practically. So making sure everything is in place practically for the launch. The fourth is execution. And then the fifth stage, again, another stage which is often forgotten about, which is the aftermath. If we touch on the first point, so preparing yourself, and this is, an important point, because sometimes we are so caught up in the actual process of launching that we neglect our own well-being. And if COVID has taught us anything, it's that we have to take care of ourselves and our families first. We have to take care of our well-being. Now, the very nature of launching something is quite stressful for a number of reasons. Obviously, not obviously, but there's often numerous moving parts. There's often multiple people involved. It's often a significant sea change in what you have been doing. So the toll that it takes on you as an individual can be significant, and you don't want to overlook that, because things like burnout, things like stress, things like anxiety are very real in the launch process. So you want to be making sure that you're good and in a good place before you launch. And I think this is something that we don't often talk about, but what you don't want to do is launch a significant project on empty. We have to be listening to ourselves, and actually what we need is business owners. And when our bodies or our minds are saying, you know what, now is not the time, we need to lean into that. And it's an important point that I don't want us to lose sight of when you are launching. And sometimes you just have to ignore the gurus and lean into your intuition. There's sometimes where, even as a launch strategist, I'll be in a launch following it the way I normally do, and then I'll get something and I'll be like, you know what, I think I'm going to go left here. And I think that is your prerogative as a business leader and as a business owner, as a project owner, to deviate and actually follow what it is that you need as a business leader, what your organization needs, what your people need. So sometimes the gurus don't have all the answers. And so I just want to put that note in there that it's important to position yourself as an individual and as a leader for the launch process, because it can take a toll. Now, the next thing is to actually plan your launch. Now, let me grab one of my planners, actually, because this is exactly the purpose for which I created the planner. So let me grab a planner and actually show you how you plan a launch using the 6P launch planner. And we're going to talk about the launch planning class that is actually next week at the end of this live, so we can actually go through the process. Now, I say this all the time. But everything I do is based on my 6P launch framework. Now, the 6 P's are this. The first P is purpose. The second P is product. The third P is people. The fourth P is promotion. The fifth P is processes. And the sixth P is profit. Now, these are the 6 key areas that every successful, sustainable launch covers. And when a launch fails, it's typically because one of these 6 elements are missing. So what you want to be doing is outlining the 6 P's. Now, in the planner, I actually have prompts for each of these P's. So every P has a section, a nice quote at the beginning, and then actually it gives you prompts for mapping out each of those P's. And what that is kind of a brain dump so that you can get all your ideas out of your head and onto paper, number one, but also so that you can fill any gaps. Because as you go through the 6 P's, you might realize, actually, I didn't think about that. I didn't think that that was actually part of my launch. And that's the thing. So often launches are delivered late, or they're cost overruns because they haven't been scoped properly. So the 6 P's allow you to scope your project properly and make sure that there are no gaps in your thinking and the actual launch that you're planning. So that's the first thing that you want to be doing. The next thing you want to be doing is creating your task list. And ultimately, that feeds from the 6 P's. That feeds from the 6 P's. So every P should have a corresponding task list of things that you need to be doing, or that you need to delegate, or that you need to outsource in relation to each of the P's. The next thing that you want to do is turn that into a roadmap. Sometimes this is controversial when I say that. Typically, you need 6 months to plan and execute a launch. It sounds long, but when you don't invest the amount of time required to build something that lasts, you end up having to come back on yourself, and it costs you more in the long run. You can do it in a shorter span of time, depending on what you're launching. But most launches to do well take between 3 to 6 months. So give yourself enough time. So I typically work to 6 month roadmaps. And so you want to be mapping all the key milestones and tasks against the month. Like I said, you can do it shorter. If you're rolling a launch out, if it's not that comprehensive in a shorter space of time, then you can shorten that. The main thing is that you have a timeline of events that you need to do in order to get your launch done. Because when you're in the launch process and you have all these moving parts, it is such a lifesaver when you can just look back at your roadmap and say, okay, actually, this is what should be being done here. Even if you need to move things, it's easier when you have outlined the roadmap. Then the next thing you want to do is get to work. So once you've got those things done, you get to work. And just referring to the planner, I've literally mapped out the process for you. So you can grab this on the website, thelaunchstrategist.com. But also I'm going to speak about my offer that I have for the masterclass that includes this at the end. So hold flyer. It literally maps out the entire process. So you can see here, section A, you complete the 6 P's. Section B, you create your task list. Section 3, you create your 6 month launch roadmap. And then it helps you through the execution phase as well. So it helps you track progress. So it's literally that simple in terms of planning out your launch. That's it, literally in a book. Yep, shameless plug. So after you've planned your launch, you want to set up your launch practically. So here, you need to set up your processes and implement your processes. So there's one of the P's, like I said, is processes. So you would have outlined the processes that are required, not only for the launch, but to provide sustainability after the launch as well. So you want to be mapping out the process. And again, in the planner, I speak about the 3 core processes that every business needs. So the onboarding process, the service delivery process, and also the lead generation process. So all those processes should be mapped out in advance. Any technology, any systems, any platforms that you need to make that happen needs to be implemented. You also need to have your people in place as well. So whether that be a virtual assistant, whether you're in a bigger organization and you have a project manager, whoever you need to execute this launch. And again, people is one of the P's. So you would have, by the time you've gotten to this stage, you would know exactly who you need based on the launch that you're running to be on your launch team. So you need to have trained those people, have those people in place and ready to go. Then promotion, crucially, crucially important. Again, you need to set up maybe any ads that you're running, create any marketing collateral, whatever you've decided to do under promotion in the first part of the planning process. This is where you then implement it. So literally, when you are ready to say go, everything is in place. And this is why so many projects fail, because one or more of the P's is missing. One or more of these steps have been skipped. So you get to the launch phase and you don't realize something is broken until you press go. And the beauty of this launch process is that it caters for every eventuality and it fills every gap. Well, I shouldn't say every, because there's always something that can crop up. But literally, it covers most eventualities. And I often say I've been running launches for 14 years. Literally, everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong in my career. And I've kind of learned from it and built the blueprint and the framework on the back of that. And then the fourth is execution. So you want to be assigning roles and responsibilities, because the last thing that you want is to have a launch that is great from the marketing point of view, like all your ads are running well, your marketing is right. And then you come in and actually no one knows what they're doing. The client isn't handled properly. Your service delivery process isn't efficient. So you want to make sure that your team, when you think about onboarding, it's not just the onboarding of clients. Often when you hear onboarding, it's about onboarding new clients, but it's also about onboarding the people that you work with. Whether you have a large team or whether you have a small team or whether you just have a VA, you need to make sure that your team know what's happening, know what's going to happen when, and they are properly trained and well-versed in how to handle it, because that's why we get high levels of attrition and refunds when that process doesn't happen. And it's why one of the core processes is onboarding and the other is service delivery, because it's so fundamental. So often we're so focused on the actual launch that we don't have these foundational things in place. And it's very, very important. And the fourth thing is execution. So under execution as well, you want to be monitoring every moving part, because I always say when you launch something, it's a hypothesis. Yes, we do due diligence. Yes, we plan. And yes, we prepare. But when you have never launched something into the marketplace ever, it's a hypothesis. You never quite know how it's going to land. Even when you prepare as well as you can, you never quite know. So as soon as you press go and that thing is in the marketplace or it has been launched within your organization, you want to be monitoring and tracking everything. Don't drop the ball. Be keeping track of your numbers, what's happening. Monitor it, because during the launch process, you may need to make adjustments as well, but you cannot make adjustments on things that you haven't been monitoring. It's that old adage that says what gets measured gets managed. And so it's so important that you don't lose sight of that, that you're monitoring what's happening literally on a daily basis during the launch process, so that you can make the necessary changes that need to happen and things don't fall underneath the radar. Now, the fifth thing is the aftermath. Now, so often we have a launch and we just keep going. Like I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to you. I am absolutely notorious for this. But in the aftermath, you need to take a break and take a breather, because it's a lot, and actually schedule that time in to like take a break. If you manage a team, have a session with the team where you kind of just all recalibrate. If it's by yourself, take some time out, pat yourself on the back. No matter how a launch goes, like the fact that you get to the launch phase is an achievement. So take a breather and treat yourself as well. Treat yourself, treat your team if you can. It's a big deal. When you get to the point where you've had something in your mind or on a piece of paper, for in many cases, my clients would have had the idea for weeks, years, months, a long time, basically. And so the getting to the point where that idea is out of your head, is off paper, and it's actually in the real world, however that turns out, it's an amazing, amazing achievement that should be celebrated. So take the time out to do that. And there's also a funny thing, like there's a lot of entrepreneurs that I know that launch and have big launches and have successful launches. And then after the launch, there's this kind of feeling of a low after the high, basically. And so it's good to kind of cater to that. And then the next thing is to normalize the new, because when you've launched something, the whole thing about launching something is bringing something new into what has currently existed. So you want to normalize that. And so you want to make sure that the processes that you had planned are being properly implemented, that you're actually building on the launch, and that it doesn't die a slow death, because that happens a lot as well. You have this big hurrah, you've planned for something for months, and then, you know, the energy just goes. And so you want to normalize what you have just launched and really move from the point of launch to operations management, because that is the difference between launching a project and, I guess, operational management. Because a lot of the things that we do when we're launching are intrinsically part of the operational management process and various departments that already exist. But because it's a new thing, it's a separate kind of project, it's a separate thing. When that phase passes, you want to be integrating that into the business and making sure you are normalizing what you have just launched. So those are kind of the five areas of the launch that you need to be thinking about. Before I sign off, I want to tell you about the 6P launch planning class, the planning masterclass that is taking place next week. Now, this is where I'm going to spend 90 minutes planning with you, a group of people that want to launch a project in the new year. And we're literally going to plan out your launch for 90 minutes. Now, I have every quarter, a planning session, a business planning session with my business buddy, and it's a complete game changer. And I just wanted to provide something like that for my clients and for my audience as well, especially having launched the planner. It's kind of the next stage of that. You can totally use it by yourself. It's totally, you know, self-containing. But the masterclass is a really nice add-on where you connect with a group of like-minded people, and I lead you in the planning of your launch for next year. So by the end of the session, the 90 minutes, you will have planned out your launch. So we're going to be covering the 6P launch framework in detail, because when I do these lives, I can never really cover it to the degree that I want to. And it's not going to be a webinar. It's actually going to be a meeting. So we can talk to each other, we can interact, and you can ask me questions. And it's going to be a lot of fun as well to just plan together. So you're going to fully understand the 6Ps and how you can personally implement them and incorporate them into your project launch. The next thing that I'm going to take you through is, again, your specific launch process, because although we've covered the general launch process in this live, there are nuances that are going to be determined by the very nature of your launch, the time you have available to launch, and just some things that are very specific to you. So we'll develop your launch process based on the standard launch process. We'll customize it for you to make sure that you have the right launch process for your needs. And then I'm going to be teaching for the first time, actually, on the launch loop. So this is the process of marketing and adapting your marketing to make sure that it's optimal and it's delivering the results that you need it to. Because like I said, when you launch, it's very much a hypothesis. You can plan and prepare, but when you launch, you never quite know how it's going to land. So there is this process of iteration, especially when it comes to marketing and your messaging, if you've never done it before. And so the launch, the 6P launch loop, is really the process that I use to do that. So it's going to be a really comprehensive planning session. It's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, most importantly, it's going to be productive. And by the end of the session, you will have your plan for your launch. So it's kind of the next level to these 3 days that we've had. So the added bonus is that as it's Black Friday week, I wanted to have an offer for you. So we're doing incremental increases in the price as the week progresses and as the bootcamp progresses. So today, the price for the masterclass is £67. £67. The usual price is £97. So you're saving £30 today. Tomorrow, the price is going up to £77. So if you want to grab that masterclass, do go to the URL that you can see on your screen, thelaunchstrategist.com/masterclass. And the code for today is day 2. To get £30 off your place, it's day 2. And if you book before Saturday, so if you book by the end of tomorrow, your planner is also included so that you have it in time for the class. So it's still really, you can't beat it. So if you'd like to join me and a group of other professionals that are launching projects, then come join us. That's taking place on the 2nd of December at 7 p.m. And so I hope you found that helpful. I am back tomorrow, so do join me tomorrow for the final session in this launch. We will be talking about how to overcome the blocks that will try to prevent you from launching. So that's it from me this afternoon. Have an amazing rest of the day, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.